right, more on that. 359-2255. If you want to get on that. 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Reverend Billy Graham has died. I'm Dave Anthony.
One thing I want you to remember. God loves you.
He preached to more people than anyone in world history.
Follow Jesus. Let him lead you home.
An evangelist who touched tens of millions, called by some the Protestant Pope.
There are problems of sin and habit that cannot be solved outside the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Graham became a confidant of presidents, helping them with their problems. He spoke at 7 inaugurations. Graham lived his life with a sense of humility and integrity that endeared him to millions worldwide. Brett Baer, Fox News.
The Reverend Graham was 99 years old and died of natural causes at his home in North Carolina a little more than an hour ago. In Tallahassee, Florida, a short time ago. Students from Parkland chanting as they walked to the state capitol a week after the shooting at their high school that left 17 students and adults dead. They're demanding stricter gun laws, but were upset last night when lawmakers voted against considering an assault rifle ban. Later today, President Trump will hear from other students and teachers from Parkland, Florida, and those affected by the Columbine and Sandy Hook school shootings, getting their input on guns and school safety. The president's calling for stricter background checks and another restriction. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to take action at banning so-called bump stocks.
To propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
A bump stock was used in a shooting last fall that left dozens dead at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas. Separately, when asked whether the president would support steps to raise the federal minimum age for buying military-style weapons, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders did not rule it out. Dave?
This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, our top Fox News story, the Reverend Billy Graham has died a little over an hour ago at his home in North Carolina at age 99. Vice President Pence is at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where he'll hold another meeting of the National Space Council studying the Moon, Mars, and Beyond initiative for further future exploration. Earlier this month, he led the U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea, and we're just learning of a meeting that almost happened.
Vice President Mike Pence was supposed to meet with Kim Jong-un's sister and other North Korean leaders on February 10th. But less than 2 hours before it was supposed to happen, the North Koreans backed out. It would have been the first official meeting between the North and a top Trump administration official, which has taken a tough stance against the nuclear ambitions of Kim Jong-un. The vice president's chief of staff says North Korea dangled a meeting in hopes of the vice president softening his message. But after the vice president condemned North Korean human rights abuses, they walked away. Jill Nato, Fox News.
At the Olympics, the U.S. won gold in women's cross-country skiing. Skier Lindsey Vonn also won bronze. Well, this is rare. In Texas, the State Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously is recommending a death row inmate scheduled to get a lethal injection tomorrow be spared, given a life sentence. Why? Thomas Whitaker's father pleaded for mercy, and he is one of his son's victims. Whitaker masterminded a plot to murder his family. His mother and brother were killed, but his dad survived being shot in the chest, and Kent Whitaker said the execution will intensify his pain. It's up to Governor Abbott, who hasn't made a decision yet. There's a call in Utah to end all executions there.
The Speaker of Utah's House of Representatives backing an effort to ban the death penalty. Republican Greg Hughes acknowledging it's an uphill battle to persuade his GOP colleagues to abolish capital punishment, but the legislature came close 2 years ago. If approved, Utah would become the 20th state to do away with the death penalty.
That's Steve Rappaport. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, there is some precipitation in the area, 40% chance of some, you know, freezing rain, essentially. We do have a flood warning in effect until 1:15, until the water subsides. Boy, we got pounded last night.
Yeah.
And when we checked with Tracy Wingler about the roads that are covered with water, don't risk it, especially if you don't see the water moving. It could be too deep. High 36, 30 hour low tonight. We've got a high 42 expected tomorrow, 30% chance of rain, otherwise clouds, low 37 on Thursday evening. 51 the high with a 50% chance of rain in the morning on Friday, otherwise some clouds. 54 the high on Saturday with a 60% shot at showers. Right now we're 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, President Trump talking about making bump stocks illegal, that's fine. Talking about raising the age to buy a gun, that's fine. A whole bunch of the shooters in these school incidents are underage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just able to get hold of it. And I raised this up yesterday. Well, I said, if you're 15 and you're able to get the gun, where'd you get the gun? If it's at home, it's on mom and dad. I mean, you can't have it accessible. Guns shouldn't be accessible to a 15-year-old, right?
Right.
So why wouldn't you be held responsible for not taking care of your guns? I'm just saying that there's, you know, there are already dozens of those doing the shootings are underage. That's fine. Again, we can spin all around and around as much as you want on what laws to pass. It's not going to stop this. It just isn't. They'll do something else. People will die because we're in a culture like that. What I think the protests will do is they're all going to be looking around for warning signs more than they were. And when they see this stuff going on, disturbing, somebody said somebody, they're going to tell somebody. They're going to tell a lot of people.
You're right.
So that is a positive.
Mm-hmm.
But to say, must pass this to stop this never again, God bless you, but I don't think you can do it. It's not going to be a law. It's going to be over years of reforming and stopping the cultural rot that is occurring on some of the underbelly of our country. Been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Well, we got more dysfunction, more mentally ill, more problems, more issues, more broken families, more everything that we've got to correct or at least head in the right direction. So, they can talk all they want, but I think if at a school, if everybody's united, say we got to do something, they're also going to be more aware and look for more warning signs and look for people that talk out of school and shouldn't be talking like that. They're going to calm them down on that, and that could help a whole bunch. Always welcome to text 359-2255. Spend quite a bit of time in the first hour regarding the Paint the Hall Chief tomorrow night that anti-chief people are calling illegal. Be shut down by police, asking Bruce Rauner's help, wanting the Big Ten Network to cancel their planned broadcast. Not going to happen. It is a free speech issue. You can wear a T-shirt that has a chief on it. That is your right. Feel free to text on that as well, 359-2255. The Me Too movement, where more women are now using this perhaps as a reason to ask for a raise. Dr. Courtney Baker, gender equity specialist, award-winning entrepreneur. Congratulations, you award winner.
Well, thank you, Stevie J.
Advocate for gender equity. I believe that anybody who does the same job ought to get the same money. I've never quite understood that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, so where are we in all that? I mean, is it getting better?
Well, you know, women are finally finding their voice and standing up and saying, hey, you know, I'm worth more. And that's what I really feel like this Me Too movement has started that conversation.
How do you deal with women that are still lacking self-esteem, doing things they shouldn't do to grow and gain? It hurts the cause, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it hurts the cause, and it really takes away the, I guess, the equality part of gender equality. You know, it's, if you're going to do things to undermine the cause, then you're not really helping everyone else advance.
Yeah. It's hard to reach everybody with the message and get them on the page, isn't it?
It is, and that's why I really want to tell women now, let's we have such an incredible opportunity. Let's navigate this well and with values and our purpose and knowing our worth and not this, you know, I am woman, I can do anything. Yes, we can, but let's do it well.
Hmm. You sound wonderful. We're going to have a woman president at some point. It'll be fascinating, the dynamics. I was a big Margaret Thatcher fan, and I think that women can do a wonderful job. There's going to be different perspectives, and I think women can be great leaders if that's what they want to do.
Absolutely. But I don't want a woman just because she's a woman.
No, me too.
And I think that's where we lose that.
Yeah. You want a woman because she's the best.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming from a perspective where I married over my head, and I know that. No. I'm very, very serious. My wife has such skills and such ability and such talent, and it's awesome. So I, of course, one of my kiddos is a girl, a daughter. So I want her to grow up where if she's an award winning something like you, I want her to be paid as the same as award winning dad. I don't get that part. I mean, if it's the same job. I don't understand the thinking. Is it because maybe women have to care for the family? Is that the thinking? It's kind of old school now, isn't it?
Well, it comes back to really stereotypes and that women are supposed to be kind and nurturing and collaborative, and men are the ones that are supposed to be more stand up and strong and leaders. And when women are negotiating, there's a social cost to negotiation, and they're seen as not as collaborative or more difficult to work with women and men. So it's not just men that they're seen that way with.
Courtney, let's say someone is feeling empowered and this Me Too movement may have helped. What should someone do to propose a raise or get equal pay in their workplace?
So first, do your homework. No, go to salary.com or Glassdoor and really reference relevant standards for your pay and where your level is. And then on top of that, know and connect with the organizational needs. So don't go in with this, I had a great year. Go in with a more collaborative approach of, we had a great year as a company. My team was able to accomplish XYZ. And be aware that there will be unconscious bias. Really be nice, but insistent. Stay vigilant.
Still comes down, bottom line, are you going to be worth what the company's paying you? If you need to be worth more than that, and it has to be making yourself valuable, whether you're a man or woman, whatever you are, make yourself indispensable, make it to where they can't live without you.
Exactly. And really, if you're going to say you're worth that, show it.
Yeah. Dr. Courtney Baker, your book, Unlimited, Conquering the Myth of the Glass Ceiling, available everywhere?
It is. Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Books Unlimited, all over.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on all you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Nice chatting.
You too. Thank you.
My pleasure. Dr. Courtney Baker, Gender Equity Specialist, 813. I've never understood that. A woman gets... 80 cents on the dollar.
Right.
Okay. If it's the same work.
Right.
I mean, I guess people say I can pay her less because she's a woman.
I don't know. Or do they want more time off to be with family?
I mean, but that's an individual. There are guys now that want time off to be with
right,
family. I mean,
sure.
There's guys taking care of the kids now. That's wonderful. Whatever you want to do.
I don't get why it hasn't changed over the years.
I'm surprised.
You think we'd be
yeah.
there by now.
Well, then the last campaign when Hillary was yelling about that and yipping and all that stuff going on, she's complaining. And then she wasn't paying her staff the same as the guys. You're going, somebody needed to check that before she started talking out against gender inequity. No, you just have to make sure, okay, what are we doing? And then she goes, why are we doing that? We have to change that. and then said, listen, there was a revelation recently, and I should have done it earlier, but I'm doing it now.
Get some bullet points together, ladies, and know that you have that kind of value in the workplace.
Make sure you have that kind of value in the workplace.
Right.
Because you have to know what you mean to the company. You bring XYZ dollars
right.
in. If you bring money in and you have value, nobody's going to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody who can go anywhere and do what you're doing, nobody wants to get rid of you. You have to have value that matches what you're getting paid, hopefully lots more. And the boss is going to go, we can't live without that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have her. And it's just making yourself valuable to that company. That's what the goal ought to be. Here, 8:15, ESPN 93.5. The Illini lose. They go to 3-13 in the Big Ten following their loss to number 2 Michigan State.
That's right. 81-61 was the final. That's the 11th straight win for those Spartans. And they could get that Big Ten title if they had that win over Wisconsin.
I think they guaranteed a share now.
Right.
Now it's outright.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best team.
That's right. Purdue, 6 o'clock tomorrow. Paint the Hall Chief? Is that what we're calling
That's,
it?
That's what they're calling it.
Okay.
And that means you can show your love for Chief Illiniwick by wearing a T-shirt. Perfectly fine to wear a T-shirt. It is your free speech right. And there are people, 16 of them, that say that's illegal, so thus your free speech should be canceled.
Okay, and as long as it's all peaceful, it's all good. Ohio State over Rutgers 79-52 yesterday. Nebraska over Indiana 66-57. Number 17 Michigan and Penn State tonight. Illinois women will be taking on Purdue. San Jose over St. Louis 3-2 in hockey. Ottawa plays the Blackhawks tonight. Lindsey Vonn gets the bronze in the Olympics. That could be her last downhill race.
Oldest ever win a medal, 33. Mm-hmm. So in the downhill, so that's pretty impressive.
Czech Republic won over the USA men's hockey team.
Billy Graham dead at the age of 99. I think the best and most efficient and effective evangelist of our time. I mean, this guy was the man when it comes to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, there was no better. And he started these revivals back after World War II. And he was a counselor to the president since Harry Truman. That's after Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's 1944. He was in every White House since then. And we're in number 45. So from president number 33 to number 45, he at least met them, I think, in the latter years. Probably not so much with Donald Trump and probably not so much with George W. Bush's son, Franklin Graham, who runs Samaritan's Purse, among other things, that hands out all these boxes of Christmas gifts to these kids in third world countries.
At the orphanage.
Yeah, wonderful. And I've tried to get Franklin Graham to come to town for an appearance. Have been unsuccessful. He's quite busy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Graham family are just all thumbs up. Billy Graham, the greatest evangelist, certainly of the 20th century. And, man, he did good.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned all the presidents, because there is some liberal media talking about his associations with Richard Nixon.
Well, he was involved with John Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson. He was in, I think, counsel to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a Republican Democrat. He was a man of God. And, again, can't think of any better force for good than Billy Graham. And I think, you know, frankly, we need another Billy Graham. We need another revival in this country like what he used to do in the 50s. He'd be in Los Angeles and have a tent set up for a week. The old-fashioned revival.
Right.
People would run to the tent and be saved. And, you know, he, you know, obviously at 99 years old, he lived quite the life. And I think the latter years was, you know, being that old probably wasn't as pleasant. But I bet you Billy Graham's pretty happy right now.
Another pillar in our community, Tom Burns, passes away at the age of 72.
Former state representative, civil engineer, had Burns and Associates. He had a company here. Good man.
Mm-hmm.
72, this day and age? That's pretty young.
I know. That happened on February 19th on Monday.
Well, God bless his family and praying for you guys and your comfort. Tom did a lot of good work in this town, and he was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a really, really good man. I really like Tom Burns. And saddened to see his death at age 72. All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute and come back with more. Taking your text, 359-2255.
It talks about his involvement in the Muhammad Aquifer Conservatory.
Yeah, he was just a good local guy.
Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, Clark Lindsay Village.
Yep. No,
I mean, the list goes on and on.
He's done a lot. He did a lot. Tom Burns. ESPN 93.5, here's your three-day forecast. 5.5 inches of rain have fallen since the monsoon began, according to Supervisor of Champaign County Highways, Tracy Wingler.
Flood warning in effect until 1:15 this afternoon with our high 36. 30 hour low tonight, just a slight chance of precipitation that comes into Thursday's forecast. Otherwise, some clouds and high 42, low 37. A 90% chance of showers Thursday night and into Friday morning. Friday's high at 51, down to 39. 54 on Saturday with a 60% chance of showers. Right now we're at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Tracy Wingler, who joined us an hour ago when he said that he doesn't get his own driveway salted before his wife leaves for work, and he dumps tons and tons of that all over our county. The old plumber's faucet thing.
That's right.
Fox Business Minute. We'll see how these markets are going to open here in the next 10 minutes. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. This is Diane Ducey. Feel free to call or text 359-2255. It's 820.
The Fox Business Network. Investors are waiting today for the Federal Reserve to offer clues about its plans for this year. The Fed releases minutes from its January meeting later today. However, the meeting happened before the recent stock market correction. A group of investors from Outback Steakhouse parent company Bloomin' Brands is recommending it spin off its other chains. They want Carrabba's, Bonefish Grill, and Fleming's made into a new company. The investors, Barrington Capital Group, say the change would help to lower expenses. J.P. Morgan Chase is building a new headquarters in New York City at 47th Street and Park Avenue. The new building will replace the company's current headquarters at the same site. The current building was constructed in the 50s. Employees who work there will be relocated during the five-year construction period. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Hey, it's me from Clark Plumbing. I saved the princess. Now I'm here to save you money on your plumbing and heating needs.
Power up. Save time and money with Clark Plumbing and Heating. Whether it's residential or commercial plumbing, Clark Plumbing and Heating know how to get the job done, and they'll help their customers save coin. Don't be a turtle and hide in your shell. Call Clark Plumbing and Heating. They'll be in their carts in no time and at your door to solve your problem. Clark Plumbing and Heating. 356-5356. That's 356-5356. Or clark-plumbing.com.
This is John Rooney. Can you hear that? It's the sound of baseballs being hit, players playing catch. Can you smell it? Peanuts, popcorn, hot dogs, Cracker Jack. It's the sounds and smells of a ballpark. It won't be too long, Cardinals Nation, and the boys of summer will be back on the field at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Happy New Year, everyone. Spring training is almost here. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Right here, ESPN 93.5. We have, if you go to Radio Refunds, among our other wonderful certificates, we're selling a trip to Jupiter. You get yourself there, but I got the rest of it handled for you. You get a flight down to, hey, you go to Orlando. I got a rental car for you. We also have two nights at an Embassy Suites. We got a Cardinal meet and greet with a dinner. We got two tickets to two different ball games. I think we have $1,500 on that. Mm-hmm. That's for two people. And the Cardinal dinner is what you can't get. I mean, and if you pay for a hotel Embassy, if you can get one now, it's $400 or $500 a night for a double. It's expensive because everybody's down there in Jupiter, Florida for Cardinals baseball.
That's right.
Way more than Mesa. But anyway, I'm kidding. Cubs and Mesa are hot stuff, too.
Yeah, they are.
And they've got Yu Darvish, and of course, that's not fair. But anyway, they've got really good. It's great. We're going to start carrying the ball games. There's no Cub pregame. I thought, or preseason, I thought we had some of those, but the Cardinals were going to have all the Cardinal preseason games on the weekends. So you can listen here and listen to ESPN 93.5 for John Rooney, Mike Shannon. And it'd be pretty fun to be down there and around there. They got all these young kids really jacked up. Mike Matheny apparently does a speech every spring training opening.
Okay.
It's 75 in his locker room with all the president, the owner of the company. I mean, everybody says stuff, and then Mike Matheny does his keynote.
Mm.
And buzz out of there was, you know, really incredible. of why he really got us ready to go. And the bottom line is, are the Cardinals good enough to get in the playoffs again? If they don't get in this year, it's the first time this millennium that they've missed 3 years in a row.
I see.
So that's pretty good, but... Eesh. So, you know, here's what I say to Chicago. You'll probably never lose. You're perfect. You never make any mistakes.
I can tell how genuine you are.
No, I mean it. They'll probably go 162-0. They play AAA Miami to open the season, which is not fair. They traded all their players. They get open in Miami. It would be empty, and all Cubs will be there. It's not fair.
I see.
You're going to go 4-0 out of the gate.
Well, we love hearing that over on US 105.9.
Yep. US 105.9 has all the Cub games this year. And the Cubbies and the Cardinals, we're thankful to have two great franchises incorporated into our company, and we're all behind all of them.
Mm-hmm. Been reaching out to sponsors, and you can always just Google Diane Ducey if you need more information.
Would you like to go to the Purdue-Illinois game tomorrow night and wear your Chief shirt?
You don't have to, but that would be cool.
It's free speech.
Exactly.
Free speech. You know, when you do that, more people want to do it than don't want to do it. The more you do things like this, then it's like, yeah, you want me to yell Chief? Chief! That's how that works. It's free. You can do that, man. That's what we do in this country. You can disagree. I can disagree with you. But we do it peacefully.
So you think during, is it the 3-1 when Chief is yelled? That's not being disrespectful.
No, it's anti. It's racism.
Oh, okay.
No. Discriminatory, keeping people from education. Those kinds of things. They can't. That's why they tried to get the music out of there, because it reminded people of the Chief. They're going to be on Chief for decades more. Eventually, someday, 2120, somebody will forget.
The last dance taken on this date in 2007.
If you would like to go to the game, let me take care of the whole darn family. Tomorrow night, Purdue, 6 o'clock, let me give you 4 seats.
Sounds good.
To Illinois and Purdue basketball. If you want to text in Chief...
All right.
359-2250.
Go ahead. Stir the pot, Stevie.
I'm just saying. Listen, I respected the Chief. I can't pretend to feel what they feel. I respect what they feel. I disagree. I think there are plenty of things that are racist and plenty of things that aren't. But I'm not American Indian. There are some people that feel that. I respect that. I just disagree with it, and that's my right. And if they want to wear a T-shirt that has a Chief on it, you know, I think that's your right to do that, too. 359-2255, 359-2255, text in Chief. Take the 20th Chief. You get 4 tickets to Illinois-Purdue. 4. They're actually sitting together, too.
Okay.
359-2255, we shall go to your text. We're getting some in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I told you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? You tell me I can't? Okay. Where can I buy one today? If I had Chief T-shirts to sale, I'd sell them. I mean, I don't have any, but it's a free speech issue, for Pete's sakes. The News Gazette has a whole story, front page, about all the bad things that this is, and they're asking Bruce Rauner, they're asking the Big Ten to turn off their cameras. They say it violates state and federal anti-discrimination statutes, U.S. Civil Rights, Illinois Human Rights Act. It's just, in my opinion, ridiculous. You can text in disagree or agree, 359-2255. The 20th text, Chief, you had 4 tickets to the game tomorrow night, 359-2255, 359-2255, it's ESPN 93.5, it's 8:28.
Game Day Spirit has partnered with the newly named Illinois Geese College of Business to bring you a line of Geese Business apparel. Shop the pre-order selection underneath the Geese Business tab and get behind the new branding of the College of Business. While you're there, browse the Game Day Vault to shop the Dick Butkus collection and brand new apparel with Illinois College Vault logos on the site now. Game Day Spirit is also getting ready to add all new apparel to the stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Be the first to own a Nike replica baseball jersey for the upcoming season at Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial. When you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call Country Financial Representative Andrew Dietrich today at 217-351-3941. Country Financial Agent Andrew Dietrich at 217-359-3941.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, go to YouTube and YouTube Billy Graham and watch him preach. He was so good. Man, and he does so much good. Dead at the age of 99, evangelist Billy Graham. We heard that just moments ago. All right, who do we have here?
Chief fan. He texted in.
Oh, yeah?
C-H-I-I-I-E-E-E-F-F-F-F-F-F, as if he were yelling it out at the game.
How dare you, sir?
This is DJ in Champaign.
All right, DJ, you got four tickets. Four tickets to our game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
He's got some Chief gear.
All right. Well, are you going to wear it, or are you going to... Observe.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to wear it.
Okay, because it is, they're stating it's illegal, according to the anti-chief people.
Uh-oh.
So.
We'll see what happens.
Just some of these things are just eye-rolling. You win, my friend. DJ, enjoy the game, buddy, and go Illini.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure. Four tickets to the game.
Thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5.
Back in just a moment. It's Fox News at 8:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Nicknamed America's Pastor, the Reverend Billy Graham died this morning at his home in North Carolina. He was 99.
If you remember nothing that I say tonight except one thing I want you to remember, God loves you.
President Trump just tweeted, "The great Billy Graham is dead. There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians and all religions, a very special man." About 100 survivors of last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, took an 8-hour bus ride to Tallahassee, pushing for more gun control at the state capitol.
We obviously know change isn't going to happen today. We just want to change their mindset and kind of put them in our place and show them what it was like to be trapped in a school, not knowing if we were going to walk out.
Her name's Jackie Snipe. President Trump, meantime, meets at the White House this afternoon with students, teachers, and administrators for what's being called the listening session about school shootings. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now, texter says we've come a long way in our society. Just think our neighbors at Ole Miss moved on from allowing the Confederate flag, Johnny Reb, to represent them. We can do that here.
Okay.
359-2255, you want to text in? Take one more out of your list here by just going to CMI and getting your janitorial supplies there. Mm-hmm. They also have ice melt. A little icy. It's going to get warmer, though, dealing with all the flooding. Mm-hmm. They've got all the cleanup stuff, too, all the janitorial supplies. They've got supplies for your business. You got all the garbage bag liners, the liners that actually can fit what you have. We get that where we, too small, too big. Save money. They can even install a soap dispenser. You don't have to buy all those little
candy. Right.
They can do all that. CMI has a little backpack vacuum cleaner that I'm kind of jacked about. I don't know why, but I think that'd be so cool to vacuum my house with that. Wireless. Woo. Oh, yeah. We're loud, I hope. No, it shouldn't be loud. I want to try that on. And they got the e-sprayer that can kill all those viruses. CMIClean.com. Call Betsy or Brad Parks. 359-2255. 359-2255. CMIClean.com. 833. Here's our weather.
We've got a flood warning in effect until 1:15. Just a slight chance of precipitation. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy. Today's high 36. 30 hour low tonight. Up to 42 tomorrow. Down to 37. Slight chance of rain. Otherwise, some clouds. 90% chance of showers Thursday night and into Friday's forecast. High 51 expected as we wrap up the week, down to 39 in the evening. 31 now, ESPN 93.5.
You know, you're never going to have Chief Alinawick back here. I understand that. It's never going to come back. I thought about what would you do at halftime to have something besides 3-1 or incorporate something new. And I thought kind of a compilation of things which would never get passed or would never be approved. But why couldn't you have like the Fighting Illini spirit where you have like a World War I soldier or two. Oh. You have a World War II soldier or two, which is essentially what Memorial Stadium is, remembering our soldiers from World War I and World War II.
Look at the base of those pillars.
Yeah. And then you have a hologram or some, even a chief, but the chief doesn't dance. But it's kind of representation of our reason we're here and what we've had our history in a very classy way. You depict the World War One soldier, World War Two soldier, and our chief. It's kind of the spirit, Fighting Illini spirit, that kind of thing.
I like that.
Thank you. I invented it. Anyway, it would never get past the anti-chief people because even any depiction, as we are now learning, is racist and illegal. Which then I said earlier that if I were a Make America Great Again and you think Trump's racist, that would be a leap to something discriminatory, so I can't wear a red hat. You walk, even last year anyway, you walk around with a Make America Great Again Trump hat, and you get catcalls. What?
I don't know.
Maybe it's calmed down, but last year it was like that. It was just very contentious and in your face. I just think the in your face part is inappropriate and wrong. Yeah. We can disagree, but that's the beauty. We can protest peacefully, but you don't want to fight. You don't want to get into that. That's just crossing the line. But we've seen violence more and more from the left, the Antifa. And they say, well, they fight too. Well, that's when you kick them in the head. They tend to want to react. It's just gotten way, way too vitriolic and in-your-face stuff. Just like the homecoming situation,
yeah.
Which I thought was embarrassing. You can...
stop in the parade, you
mean? Yeah, stop in the parade and threatening people and, you know, with violence and bodily harm. That's not legal.
Yelling things.
They're just ridiculous. Crawling on the Chancellor's mm-hmm. convertible?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Out of hand. Free speech. You can wear a T-shirt at the University of Illinois as chief on it. That's your free speech right. Can't post a sign that has a chief. That crosses the line if that's on university property. I understand all that. But it's a free speech deal if you have a shirt and you want to wear it. And that's just how that works. And they're going to wear something you don't like. Like dump chief or get over it or whatever they want to wear. You can disagree, but you have to allow that too. That's their free speech right. So 836, ESPN 93.5. We're going to talk to Rachel Sutherland here in just a moment. She's a Fox News ace reporter that we like calling every week. Conservative Political Action Conference begins today. Those are fun. Very telegenic. Talk on that in just a moment. Don't forget Radio Refunds. I only have a peek at that Cardinal Spring training trip, but I have gift cards from House of Ale, Humble Hog, that's up in Paxton. Those are two fine restaurants. $25 or $12.50. Pie's the limit. $10 or $5. Get one of those great made pizzas. You can have all 35 toppings or whatever it is for $8.99. $10 gift cards for $5. RadioRefunds.com. Also, your staycation with the Comfort Inn and Suites. It's $120. I've got them on sale for $60. And I think I have one more Essential Healing Massage and Spa Day. $100 gift card for only $50. Take advantage of some terrific deals at RadioRefunds.com. That's RadioRefunds.com. And again, we're selling the Cub Cardinal bus trip tickets as well. You can come to our studio for that or go to ESPNCU.com. On Saturday, May 5th, we're doing a 1:15 Cubs Cardinal game. It's standing room only type of thing. I have garnered enough tickets for all of you if you'd like to go. It's $130 each. That takes care of the bus ride, seats together in left field bleachers, and our, of course, bus parking pass, which is right next to the stadium. Check it out. ESPNCU.com. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, at Sutherland Fox, no related to Kiefer. How are you?
I'm great. You remembered. Yeah, Kiefer is still not following me on Twitter, so
and,
you know, I may give up. I don't know.
No relation to Donald either, who I think was in Hunger Games, really good actor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's Kiefer's dad, I think, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You know, just show up at the family reunion.
Right.
Nobody didn't notice. Come on, man. Show up. Hey, where's
show
the
you my driver's
stuff?
License.
Yeah, Sutherland, right here.
You need in.
Conservative Political Action Conference begins today. What's that about?
Well, this is an annual gathering of conservatives, and it usually happens right outside of Washington. And really, it's a chance for groups and upcoming politicians and established politicians to showcase their ideas. And it's usually kind of a carnival-like atmosphere. A lot of folks with a lot of messages they want to get out. Tons and tons of speakers around the clock. It starts today and will wrap up Friday. The president is expected to address the crowd. Last year he did, and it was like a pep rally. People were just thrilled to see him. The year before was very different because He didn't attend. There was such controversy about him at the time. I remember asking people what they thought, and there was no consensus on then-candidate Trump. But now he'll go and expect him to talk about a ton of stuff, and you know, including immigration and even maybe more about guns.
Yeah, and he's I think, more of a centrist overall, but the conservatives have embraced him, haven't they?
Absolutely. They have in a way that maybe few ever expected. And let's see, you know, what kind of folks are there? Will it be more of a populist group? Will there be more, you know, mainstream traditional Republicans? We understand that President Trump has endorsed Mitt Romney, the former nemesis. Remember, Mitt Romney said he was like a threat to democracy
phony.
Or something like
Call
that.
Call him a phony.
Yeah,
yeah.
He took the time out to actually give a speech on why we shouldn't have a President Trump. But he's running for the Utah seat that's going to be left open by the retiring Orrin Hatch. Anyway, so it's a time for really conservatives to be able to gather, you know, come up with new ideas moving forward with their platforms. And also keep in mind, this event where they're at is at something called the Gaylord, and just recently a casino opened nearby. So I don't know if they'll wrap up the evenings and then go play the slots or whatever, but it's a really fun time for conservatives.
All right, you said a lot of energy. Will this be more attended than normal or about the same?
No, we'll see. You know, I think that probably it'll be very well attended, and it's usually really locked down as far as security is concerned. I think every time we had to go to the bathroom last year, we had to be swept by the Secret Service in and out and out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I probably got swept by the Secret Service like four times.
Just go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
In and out?
Yeah, it was that tight. Yeah,
so you hide a gun in somewhere and come out with something like that, then they're thinking, huh? Wow.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, it was just the way it was set up. Maybe they'll do it differently this year. But, yeah, and they have the dogs out and everything.
Well, all right. You're going to keep everybody safe. That's good. I just can't believe that's here again because I swear I just saw it on TV. That's a year ago? Man. So if you get invited to speak, it's a pretty big gig.
Absolutely. Yeah, to be able to have a platform there is a big deal for anybody. Yeah.
Any up-and-comers? Anybody that's they're buzzing about that nobody's really heard of or they emerge after stuff like this?
One that's making a bit of a buzz, her name is Marianne Le Pen. She is from France. Hmm. And mainstream conservatives are pretty upset about her because they really describe her as being too radical.
Okay.
So look for that. That's making some headlines. But as far as other up-and-comers, you know, I'm not sure. We'll have to just, see who pops up.
Right.
But definitely expect young people and people who want to talk about even gun control, not in the traditional conservative sense. But this will be something that they're talking about. They'll also be talking about the passing of the Reverend Billy Graham. Probably a lot of nostalgia surrounding that at the event as well.
You're one of the greatest ever, Billy Graham. Rachel, you're the best. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio in Washington this morning. The big political conservative political conference beginning today. Yeah, 8:42. Remember Barack Obama in 2004? He emerged from that Democratic National Convention. I mean, is this not a great country? In 2001, Barack Obama had his credit card turned down at LAX.
Mm-hmm.
2008, he's president. God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Love that story. So, yeah, so somebody could pop up and say, oh, boy, they sound, you know, because he gave a wonderful speech in 2004. And then he became senator. I think I interviewed him in 2005. Maybe it was 2004. Anyway, it was after his speech, and I said, Senator, they're talking about you running for president. And I think he told me, I'm just trying to find the bathroom around here. He found the bathroom. He ran for president.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what happened. It's kind
well,
of...
and he could have been running against Ditka.
Yeah, Mike Ditka was...
Actually gave it a thought.
He really did. He almost did it.
That could have changed.
That could have changed history.
Everything.
I don't know if he could have defeated Barack Obama, but I think he'd have had a shot.
Uh-huh.
Because Chicago would have been pretty strong, but they like Ditka in Chicago.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Mike's a strong conservative, so I'm not sure. The problem was, and I remember Johnny and I talking about it a lot, is that they'd have got him on something like poked him.
And stirred him up.
And he'd have done something.
Right.
He'd have shoved a camera or something because he said we're going to have to surround him for 6 months to keep him from being baited.
Stop it.
And they'd have done that. They'd have tried to get him. People would have loved him. I mean, he was, listen, he was Trump before Trump from the standpoint of candid and saying his, what he thinks.
Yeah, shoot from the hip.
Doesn't care.
That's right.
That's totally Mike Ditka before we the emergence of Donald Trump. All right, 844.
You already enjoy delicious burgers and craft beer at Scotty's Brewhouse. Now stop by and try their new light and fresh spring menu. Available now through April 1st, Scotty's is offering new mouth-watering appetizers, entrees, salad, and sandwiches. Kick off your meal with an order of sweet and spicy shrimp. Then try the bluegill BLT, pasta primavera, grilled shrimp, and avocado tacos, or the unique Greek falafel salad. Hurry into Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street. You don't want to miss these limited-time offerings. Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwell in Savoy.
All right, sports headlines at 8:45.
The Illini lost to Michigan State yesterday. The final was 81-61. Of course, Michigan State, number two in the nation, have won 11 straight. Right now, they share the Big Ten title, and they could win it outright should they beat Wisconsin this week. Our Illini face Purdue tomorrow at 6. It's Paint the Hall Chief.
Yeah.
So let's see what we do with that. Ohio State beat Rutgers yesterday, 79-52. Nebraska over Indiana, 66-57. Number 17, Michigan, playing Penn State tonight. Our Illini women's team will be facing Purdue. That tip-off is at 6. San Jose beat the St. Louis Blues 3-2. Ottawa and the Blackhawks tonight. Lindsey Vonn wins the Braun. Czech Republic won in a shootout, beating our USA men's hockey team.
You're Nancy Faye. You've won 700 and some games as a collegiate coach. You come to Illinois, and you're very possible we're not going to win a game in the Big Ten. That's never happened. Talk about humbling. Life humbles you all the time, and this is a really top-notch coach, and she might not win one Big Ten game. That's kind of shocking. What are you going to do? You keep lacing them up, going out, pushing as hard as you can, and trying to get better next year. But that's it's been a hard year for basketball. 8:46. Let's check your weather coming up.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
Mark Sheldon, Katie Blakeman, John Farney all serve with distinction, yet none ever worked in the office prior to taking office. John Rector's opponent talks of experience, but 8 people in the clerk's office have more experience than his 3 years. John Rector has been a community leader for more than 4 decades. Rotary, Mentoring, County Board, among the many organizations that have benefited from John's leadership. On March 20th, vote for experienced leadership.
I'm John Rector. For my entire life, I've served in leadership roles in business and volunteer groups as I've tried to give back to the Champaign County community. I've done everything from coaching grade school kids, being a Rotary president, and now serving on the county board. I'm running to lead the county clerk's office. Working with the experienced staff already in place, we can protect the integrity of our election process and protect your personal data. Vote for me, John Rector, in the Republican primary election.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
This health insurance deductible is sky high.
You should consider an HSA, a health savings account. This is Linda Rogers with Prospect Bank. An HSA is designed to cover medical expenses for people just like you who have high deductible insurance plans. With Prospect Bank HSA, you get a checking account with a debit card and online banking access, and you can earn up to 1.25% APY. Check out this new opportunity by visiting bankprospect.com or your local branch. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff on TV about Billy Graham. Dead at the age of 99. What a great man. What a life. Here you go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
The flood warning is in effect until 1:15. There's just a slight chance of more precipitation today. Clouds and a high 36 expected. 20% chance of precip tonight with a low 30. Because of the temperatures being that low, they're calling in a wintry mix. We've got a high 42 expected tomorrow with a 30% chance of precip, otherwise some clouds. 37 are low on Thursday night. Thursday night in into Friday morning, we've got a 90% chance of rain. High 51 expected as we wrap up the week, down to 39. 54 on Saturday with a 60% shot at showers. Currently 31 on ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
It's harder to change baseball than it is to change just about anything in sports. Think about this. Baseball denied itself the right. At the time of blockbuster movies, imagine if you could advertise Black Panther right now on the bases. Baseball denied Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movie franchise, the right to promo on its bases because its older customers respect history and don't want to sell out that way. But what I'm telling you is young people don't care about that stuff. They think it's kind of cool that Spider-Man might be on second base. And so you've got what you've got is a gulf in baseball between the dying customer base that is affluent, cares about your sport deeply, and doesn't want change. Basically, baseball has become CBS, the CBS network, with Tom Selleck still running around. And that's what baseball's become, and you either change or you're going to die, man.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
It's all about craft beer and craft pizza. The new Raptors Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Their menu features fresh salads, savory appetizers like chili nachos or beer battered cheese curds, piping hot grinders, and classic and craft pizzas. Raptors also features an all-you-can-eat pizza lunch buffet, including salad and drink Monday through Friday. Hungry yet? Check out their craft beer and pizza at draftanddough.com. Raptors, 1906 Bradley Avenue in Champaign.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Yeah, a lot of flooding around the area. I know Sydney Dairy Barn around that region of Sydney. I know Assistant Park, I just saw Colleen showed me a picture. That town looks really flooded.
Yeah, it does.
So you've got rising creeks and rivers still, even though it stopped raining. Tracy Wheeler told us earlier, 5.5 inches of rain fell since it started. So,
I'm at that spot in Villa Grove.
Ooh, that's a low one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got on the All Out?
Yeah, All Out Acapella is Saturday night. Shows at 5 and 8. There's 7 different groups performing. We're so lucky to have U of I and ISU and Millikan bringing their talented groups to sing without accompaniment and surreal sound from Unity. And tickets are $15 or $10 for students in advance. And it's assigned seating. You just visit unitymusicboosters.org to get your tickets.
Robert just sent a whole bunch of texts that kind of, I don't know why some texts break up and why they all come together.
Right.
Anyway, we appreciate it. We're not going to have time today to get into it. We're talking about the Chief and talking about, you know, over the years and some of the histories of America's histories that have, obviously, we've not been perfect by any means,
mm-hmm.
and how we've evolved. And, it, you know, I agree. It definitely complicated is what Robert finishes. But appreciate all your texts this morning. We were talking about Paint the Hall Chief tomorrow night. Let's just be peaceful on all this, people.
Agreed.
And I know U of I police and others working very hard to keep everybody safe,
mm-hmm.
maintaining our First Amendment rights.
That's right.
We're talking all about the Second Amendment and what to do with gun control. I think that's legitimate to have discussions. I'm not convinced it's going to do anything with these school shootings. As I mentioned yesterday, in a span of 14 years, 49 attacks on schools, 4 done with assault rifles. There's a lot of semi-automatic Glocks involved, but there's multiple guns. And unfortunately, evil and bad people that are, for the most part, from our perspective, mentally ill, they find ways, and it's a frightening perspective. But what we can do is be alert, be aware, look around, report stuff, and stop it before it happens, maybe. All right, Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the Jays.
It is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Stand by. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Illinois loses up in East Lansing. We'll talk about that and more. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings, much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Proverbs says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. Boyd Bailey writes that gossip is the go-to behavior for those who want to get back at someone. Maybe they were hurt, and this is their passive way to inflict pain. Talking about people is a detriment to a healthy culture at home and work. It causes friction and contributes to mistrust and disloyalty. Eleanor Roosevelt said, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events and small minds discuss people. And Theodore Roosevelt said that the most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. Getting along with people requires us to talk to them rather than about them. Many problems can be solved by talking to the person, asking questions, and listening. Hang in there, rise above petty chit-chat, and make everyone around you a better person. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. For more motivation, visit HabibHabib.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, an ode to the move and the husband who tried to do it himself. Presented by your friends at Two Men and a Truck.
He's my husband, Charlie, and he has a shiny new bruise. He fell down the stairs while moving some chairs. He called it bad luck, but I call him a schmuck because he didn't call Two Men and a Truck before we began making the move. Charlie, I said, call Two Men and a Truck because you can be a schmuck. And we've got some good furniture to lose. Oh, no, he's invincible. He's got friends to call. They owe him a favor. They won't scratch the walls or damage the halls or engage in bad falls. Well, now I've lost my TV, and Charlie and me aren't speaking till he spends a buck to replace the TV. Then old Charlie and me will end our big fight. We'll do our move right by calling Two Men in a Truck.
Don't do it. Don't move yourself. Whether it's down the hall, across town, or across the state, Two Men in a Truck beats doing it yourself hands down. Call them 398-2-MEN.
Two Men in a Truck of Central Illinois, ILCC license number 113793, is a member of the Illinois Movers and Warehouse Men's Association.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.